Awesome. Spending quite a several minutes here all of a sudden in the studio with Joel Piper. That was another one from him called Smile. We are KX935, member supported right here in Laguna Beach. That was another amazing song. Dude, the production quality. I don't know if you have extra producers with hands on your music, but or if you're just producing and mastering and sweetening and doing it all yourself, but the production quality is great.
That's awesome. I've learned a lot from the guys I did this record with. These guys I signed to write for Hollywood Records and produce like a lot of, you know, the Disney stuff, and I've got to learn a lot from them. Mm-hmm. And they did a great job producing this album, and now I'm able to move on and produce my own albums, you know, with just, you know, just like progression. Every producer I work with, I learn something new, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like not one producer that I learn everything from. It's just like I do my own thing, and then I learn little things here and there from my
producers. Sure, you learn from other, like the songwriters retreat. They pair you up. With other songwriters. And there's a reason for that, I guess.
Yeah.
You learn from other people, and it forces you to kind of change your thinking sometimes, I imagine.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Joel Piper in studio. He is a Southern California native. What can we do to keep you right down the street from here? some of us don't want you to relocate to Los Angeles.
I know.
Whatever.
I'm still thinking about it. I'm not sure. I really like the ocean, but I'm like, all my friends that are in the industry that I could write with and stuff, they're right there in LA. So I'm like, ah, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. We have yet to really put on, a show with all our musician friends for the radio station because we are so new. But if we did book a venue down the street here and invite you out, would you play for our listeners and everything? Dude, people would buy a ticket for that because they want to support this new radio station around the community. You know what I mean? So would you be on board with playing a show for us down the line?
That'd be cool.
Cool, man. And is there any shows to plug or anything?
Right now, I'm not playing any shows. Just in the studio, just getting all the backlining stuff worked out, you know, and then eventually I'll play shows.
Cool. Well, dude, we're on board. Let us know in any way possible if we could help promote your stuff. Again, Art Studio is yours. You know, if there's any, if there's any new song you ever wanted to perform, next time you got to bring a guitar, man.
Okay.
Yeah, will you? How many instruments do you play, by the way?
Anything.
And I say guitar, and I have no idea. I also know you play the piano. Right?
Yeah, I started out as a drummer. I learned how to play the drums when I was like 18 months old, and then now I play piano and. Mostly to write on these instruments, you know. I'm not a crazy skilled shredder on all these instruments, but I play guitar, piano, basically anything that can make noise. I'll make a song on it.
There you go. Sometimes simplicity is the best, right? Sometimes less is more. You don't need to shred on every instrument, I guess. All right, before we wrap it up here, now I'm looking at our tunes that we just dumped in. You brought that little thumb drive, which is totally cool. I mean, we're not queuing up records or CDs in radio anymore, so you bring MP3s or WAV files.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it works. We played the first version of a song earlier. We wanted to play the second, the 2.0 version. Although, what was that called? And I can't find
My
it.
My Little Earthquake.
All right,
2.0.
I'll find My Little Earthquake 2.0. I'm looking for it, Joel Piper. I'm looking for it right now. Is there anyone else to say hi to, by the way, who's listening to the radio station right now?
I don't know. The girl I'm dating, Lindsay, she just texted me, "Your voice sounds cute." I was like, oh gosh, thank you. She's probably laughing at me now saying that, but...
Is there a favorite venue that you've played here on the West Coast thus far?
I like playing the Glass House in Pomona. I've actually yet to play any House of Blues in Southern California. I've only played House of Blues like in other states on tour.
Right. I guess House of Blues is House of Blues.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I just played my first House of Blues singing in a band called Of Mice and Men last year. And
Wait, what?
Like a rock band called Of Mice and Men.
You were in the band?
I was filling in, singing and playing bass.
Oh,
yeah.
They're playing like the Coach House like soon or something.
Probably, yeah.
Sean, he's a big metal guy, the guy you met earlier. He really wanted to interview Of Mice and Men. Actually.
Oh, okay,
he's
They're all about them. They're all old friends. They're doing really well right now.
Good.
I didn't want to join because they respected that because they knew that I had my own thing going on. But we all got along so well. And it would have worked, you know, if I did want to join, because I love those guys. But I just played my first House of Blues with them last year.
Solid. So
Yeah, it was actually their first House of Blues shows too. So
were they stoked? I guess just playing the House of Blues for a lot of artists.
Yeah, we were stoked because the show was like almost sold out, and both shows that we played House of Blues, and it was cool.
Again, Joel Piper in studio. It is at Joel Piper on Twitter, and he sure is responsive. That's why his fans love him, because he'll get the tweets and tweet right back at you. Is there anything you wanted to touch on before we rip into My Little Earthquake 2.0 and kind of wrap it up here?
Just do what you gotta do, you know?
Right.
Just be happy.
Do you have any advice for artists just like you who are, I guess, independent?
Just don't quit. Don't give up. I mean, things eventually spill over, and succeed eventually just happens, you know?
Right.
Like, success eventually happens. Like, succeeding in, you know, whatever you want to do, it'll, if you keep working at it and you're good at it, it'll eventually work out. You know?
Well, thanks for the music. We'll be hearing it on the radio from time to time, and hopefully you gain some new fans, and hopefully the fans of Joel Piper have noticed that we got a little radio station here doing the indie thing.
Yeah.
At a Laguna Beach. I guess that's all I got for you, brother.
Heck yeah. This is a lot of fun.
Right? Come by anytime. Feel free to kick it. Have a craft beer.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Heck yeah.
All right. You got to see this guy play live eventually. Super high energy and super fun. Again, we're on board with everything that you do. This is Joel Piper. And this song is called My Little Earthquake 2.0. We heard the original version. This is the other version, right?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Member supported, KX93.5. Again, thank you so much, man.
Sweet.
You got it.